Dear children, today is the feast day of a wonderful saint, St. Thomas Aquinas, and he's a saint that should be dear to all of you as he is the patron of our school and a great intercessor, especially to help us with all our studies while we study in school. He was born around the year 1227, and his parents were noble people, which meant that they were upper-class people, and they had a lot of wealth and a lot of power. His father, in fact, was a count of the town of Aquino. And as a child, his parents realized that he was pretty smart, and so they sent him away to get good education at a school, and they sent him to Paris to study, but very quickly it was realized that he was too smart to be wasted away at just a regular school, so they brought him to a monastery, Monte Cassino was the name of it, and it was there he studied under the Benedictine monks and excelled in his studies. But in class, he worked very, very hard, but never ever spoke out of turn, never ever said anything without, you know, first raising his hand, and even still, he didn't even raise his hand all that often to speak, because he was oftentimes thinking and listening very closely to what his teachers taught him. He was so quiet, in fact, that his other students thought that he was a little slow, and so they nicknamed him the dumb ox, meaning that dumb is in silent, and, you know, kind of an oxen being kind of a stupid animal. And so that's what they thought of him. But then when it came time and he had to speak in class, he not only did very well in presenting the material that he learned in school, but it became apparent that he not only listened to what the teachers told him and studied it, but really thought about it, really worked at it, so much so that in certain subjects, he was even more knowledgeable about the subjects than the teachers themselves. And so he continued to work very hard at his school, and when he graduated, they all knew that he was just a very brilliant person. And because of being around religious and being a very pious man himself, he wanted to become a priest for God, to do work for Christ and the church. And so even though there was lots of money from his family waiting for him, and lots of titles, and lots of property to own, and lots of responsibility, and being a very important person in the world, he didn't even think about it. He immediately, upon graduating, left and joined the Dominican order. He didn't want to be a Benedictine. He wanted to be a Dominican, where he could be forgotten about and leave all his nobility behind. Well, his family didn't like that very much, and they stood against him, actually. They actually went out of their way to try to keep him from doing what God wanted him to do. His brothers captured him and kidnapped him and locked him in a tower for over a year. Imagine, you don't like it when your parents tell you to go to your room for an hour because you had done something bad. Now, St. Thomas didn't even do anything bad, and he got locked in his room for over a year without being let out. And all the while, his family kept trying to take him away from his religious vocation. They sent in his sisters, whom he loved very much, and they tried to persuade him that he was hurting the family and everything. And St. Thomas Aquinas not only would have none of that to take him away from his vocation, but he actually talked very sweetly to his sisters and convinced them not only of what he was doing was right, but got them to support him. And so they, too, defended him to the other members of the family. And then his brothers tried to send a really wicked, evil woman to tempt him to do sins, and he would immediately rejected the woman by taking out a hot poker from the fire and chasing her off, threatening to hit her with the hot poker. And so finally the brothers relented and let him free, and he went back and he joined up with the Dominicans, and he studied at various universities, even studying under the great Saint Albert the Great, and became fast friends with him, and they even taught together in Cologne. Well, St. Thomas began writing many things in defense of the faith, because they needed to have things on hand to explain the truths of the faith, and so he was, because he was so smart, they made him do so. But when we look at all his writings, it's amazing that anybody was able to write that much. And we think if he was just locked in a monastery, that would still be a very hard task. Yet he wasn't. He constantly was out traveling too. He was traveling from city to city, preaching to the people, making sure to teach them as individuals about the truths of God, to bring souls into the Catholic Church, to fight against heresy, constantly on the move, and still managed to write so much. Until one day in 1274, finally, he was even on his travels then, on the way to the Council of Lyon, as the Pope had commanded him to do, when he finally fell ill and was brought to a foreign monastery, a Cistercian monastery, and there he died sleeping in somebody else's bed because he was away from home. And he died in complete quietness and away from any kind of public eye whatsoever, and just in this humble little monastery. And it was perfect for St. Thomas Aquinas because he himself was so humble. Despite being such a great writer and being so smart, he was very humble. We always think of his writings as to why we remember him, but it's important for us to remember the real reason why he's a saint, and that is because of his holiness, because of how hard he worked to love and to serve God in anything that he was doing, whether it was writing, whether it was doing chores, whether it was doing his prayers. Anything at all was always done for that one purpose, greater love and service of God. And that's what made him so holy and so pious. Now, that's the lesson for you all to take away from this. Don't get distracted by all the other things of life. Some things you're going to be good at and some things you're not going to be good at in life. Maybe you're very good at your studies, or maybe you're going to be very good when you grow up and you get a job and you're good at that. Or maybe you're going to be a very good parent and things like that, hopefully so. But always remember that the most important thing of all is to be a good servant of God, to love and serve him more, and try to grow in holiness every day. And if we do that, then we will accomplish the greatest of all things, which is the greatest accomplishment of all the accomplishments of St. Thomas's life. That is, we'll become a saint in heaven one day. And in the end, that's all that matters. So pray to St. Thomas Aquinas to help you do these things well. And may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.